Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Mary Connelly is back.
Woo-hoo! I'm back.
How are your sockets?
Oh, what happened?
I will tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. Did you not listen to the podcast that you were absent for?
I have not yet listened to the podcast.
As far as you know, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Don't worry
about
it.
Gwyneth Paltrow talks about her new scented candle and it smells like dot, dot, dot. John Legend serenades strangers at Starbucks.
That was really funny.
That was so funny.
Lauren Graham mistakes Dax Shepard for Brad Pitt, much to the delight of Dax Shepard.
Sure.
Ellen celebrates a young 7-year-old girl with perfect attendance who lost her perfect attendance pencil.
God, I love that little girl.
And cancer survivor Rosalind and her husband warm our hearts.
They have the best attitude about all of it. They're just happy and joyful. Yeah.
And then Andy gets
in the face of some tough news.
Yeah, and then Andy gets some tough news about slow walking,
which isn't really.
We'll talk.
Well,
about it.
It is. I think you're going to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the movement does seem to be...
We'll get to this.
It seems dwindling,
it's not
right?
True.
It's fading.
Yeah. Dwindling.
Yeah.
It's growing
sort of like
by the day.
Like a whimper.
It's a Your
no.
jealousy
yeah.
is
no.
to be running a podcast,
right.
a successful primetime game show that
Sorry,
I created.
You said running the podcast. Who are
Andy
you talking
and friends.
About? Right. Who runs it, though?
And me. I created, conceived, and run Game of Games with my friends, you guys. The Ellen Show, Ellen and I, getting together saying, why don't you do a talk show? And then on top of it, I have an exercise movement. So your jealousy is understood. Mm-hmm. But to just come at me and try, especially Kevin, to find articles, because as head of the comedy,
The Yang Gang is
it's
doing better
not,
than you.
It's not a real article. How can slow walking be bad for you?
Kevin found an article. The writers found an article.
Yep. Photoshop.
That says... walking people who walk slowly, slow walkers are more likely to have heart problems than
they age faster.
They age faster.
They
age faster.
They age faster.
Yeah, they age faster.
Right. All right, there's a story I saw in the news that I want to mention. It affects someone on my staff. If you've been following my show, you know that Andy, my producer, started a slow walk movement. If you follow him on Instagram, he's on a treadmill and he's called it slow walking. And now he's up to, what are you, 3 or 4 followers, huh?
It's a lot more than that.
All right, how many followers do you have?
A lot, and it's an international movement.
Okay. All right, I just saw this headline. This is says, slow walkers are more likely to age faster.
It's not real.
Well, it's fake news?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know, because I saw the video you posted this morning, and maybe you don't see yourself the way everybody else does.
Good morning, slow walkers. Andy Lassner here. Happy Sunday. You probably notice how good my hair looks. That's because I got a haircut today.
Yeah. Well, you look great now. You look really good. Our hair and makeup people do a wonderful job.
You mentioned Kevin found the article about
right.
the slow walking being really, meaningless. And
ridiculous. All I'm trying to do is inspire people.
And I want to salute Kevin because here's the thing that Kevin has his priorities right.
Yes.
I won't take the time to find the article that says and it's
you're not mean-spirited.
No, it's not that I'm absolutely mean-spirited.
You're
it's
not
because
trying to hurt me.
I'm addicted to filling the holes on the board and having a bunch of boring meetings.
Yeah.
Right. Kevin. He knows what he's doing. He's like, no, what I want to do is today I am going to f*** with Andy.
You know what?
I
you know
he
what
does. He's all in.
Yeah.
You know what Kevin is? Kevin is the captain of fun.
I try to be.
Yeah.
I try to have a little fun every day.
Yes.
You are the captain of fun.
I've got some holes to fill up at the top of the show.
Here's the thing. When you're smart, like Kevin, I don't use this word loosely.
Mm-hmm.
I would say he's brilliant.
I would say Kevin is brilliant.
That is honestly the
most ridiculous thing. You're a little taken by the glasses.
He's got a lot of problems, but he's brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Broke.
When you're brilliant, you don't need... I need like 12 hours to do what Kevin can do in 6.
Yeah. Sure.
When you're brilliant, you jump on Lassner's coattails.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to do. I want to get
it's so weird because your coattails are always under you while you're lying down. So
you know what? this isn't about me and my movement and my
Let me ask you this question.
I'm a Moses.
Here's how
Moses led people out of the promised land.
That
I'm leading people
into the promised land.
Out of Egypt into the promised land.
There we go.
I'm slowly leading people into the promised land.
Where are you guys headed?
Good.
Which plague are
you
in?
It doesn't matter where we're headed because we're going so slowly we'll never get there. But the point is, it's the journey and the friends we make along the way.
Oh. Oh my God. All right, here's my question to you.
Why?
And I think it cuts through all of it.
Okay.
Do you feel better walking?
I feel better, yes. I feel better than I did before I walked. And that's the whole point. I'm doing more than I did before.
Right.
Do I hope to do more one day? Yes.
When might that day be?
I don't know.
You know what we like to say? Today's the day.
I know. I know what you're saying. Yeah. And you're giving me the eyes like, do you want to be obese like Kevin? And that's not, I don't. And that's why I'm...
You're giving me the eyes. The truth is, Andy, I'm going to let you up, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
That any movement is better than no movement.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. And that's all I'm saying.
Even your movement is better than no movement.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that you inspire people.
If you think this has been bad,
what happened?
You've got to listen to the one you were not here for.
I'm going
to
get...
It was one of the worst things that ever happened for this podcast.
Well, first of all...
It was a sausage fest.
It started with Kevin saying that Mary's not here because she's having her teeth removed.
I was having my teeth removed?
Yeah, and then we corrected him. And then we said it was your daughter's having some teeth removed, which happens when you have baby teeth that don't leave.
Right. Oh, great. How's Sarah going to enjoy it?
She's going to be fine. We gave her a lot of well wishes.
We gave her a lot of love.
Then we talked about dry socket.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Dry socket. Did you know what dry socket was? Had you ever heard of it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's better.
Oh, gosh.
He told me there's a thing where when they pull teeth, air gets in.
Yep.
It can happen. A side effect would be. And what happens when that happens?
Very painful.
Yeah, but she didn't get it.
She didn't get it.
No,
that's
one
awesome.
Only needed one pain pill.
Wow.
Then
then
was like the rest was just like the super Motrin. For small business owners, being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial. Those moments happen all the time. They're happening now. And having a business card that shows how professional you are in your pocket, ready to hand out, is the first step to making something happen. Your next big opportunity is coming right now. And Vistaprint is here to help you with Own the Now. Free shipping on any business card in any quantity. Choose whatever style, finish, shape, or paper you like and get free shipping. And because you pick the colors, fonts, designs, and images, it means you can create something as unique and compelling as your business. Ready to get started on your business card? It's easy. Plug your information and logo into hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own original layout. Pick the paper stock, style, and quantity that's right for you. You can even upgrade to a unique touch, like rounded corners. Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code ELLEN for free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Limited time offer. Own the now at Vistaprint.com. Promo code Ellen.
So we had a guest host last week.
Yes, we did.
We did.
It was John Legend.
Yes.
Yes.
And John Legend had Gwyneth Paltrow as his lead guest.
Yes.
That's correct.
And if you're going to have Gwyneth Paltrow on the show.
No, that's a pretty awesome booking for a guest host.
If you're going to have her on the show, you got to talk about the candle.
The candle.
She released a candle that was called
Nation.
This candle. This candle smells like my vagina.
Right.
That's the name of the candle.
Right.
Which was she came up with as a joke.
Right.
And it
she
doesn't
said
really
it was a
smell
joke.
Like vagina. She said, "What does it smell like? It's like
it has." She did not say it doesn't smell like vagina.
Cinnamon.
She said it had. Right. She described the things that were in the candle.
Yes.
And it smells lovely.
Right. Yeah. Did she mention pennies?
Stop it.
Oh God.
All right.
We can't tell. I'm going to tell you right now. We cannot tell.
No.
We cannot tell that story on the podcast.
No, we need a premium.
Yes,
we need a premium.
Dark.
If you have a premium membership, you get to hear the penny story.
You pay. You pay, you get pennies.
Do you know, you're laughing. Do you know the penny story?
No. Oh, barf. Double barf.
Well, I thought you were laughing as if you knew the penny story.
I just Just exactly.
That's the best story, and I want to tell it so bad.
No, we cannot tell it's the penny story. There's no story.
Let's ask the listeners. I'm not doing one of those Kevin contests. Should Kevin tell his penny story?
Yeah.
I know what you're going to do.
We should just ask the viewers if they would like a premium membership of the podcast to exist, a premium subscription where we tell stories that don't make this podcast.
It's like after dark.
And then maybe Sirius has like a Playboy channel or something that they can hear.
I guarantee you the penny story falls into that category and not allow that on Indian Friends. We're a family podcast.
It's not.
You can tweet us
what you think the penny story is.
When
the news of the candle came out, all I could think of.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
It was pennies.
It's not weird that I have 16 of them burning all over my house at all hours.
Anyway,
does your daughter listen to this?
Gwyneth Paltrow, John Legend.
My daughter is way smarter.
John Legend, Gwyneth Paltrow, discussing the candle.
Right.
Here you go.
You have a candle out, a very special candle.
Yes. So can I just tell you the story of this candle?
It smells like... I don't know what it smells like, because I don't know, but what does it smell like, Gwyneth?
It smells, well, the candle itself smells like roses and bergamot and... But the name
What was the inspiration for the candle?
Well, the candle is called This Smells Like My Vagina.
This candle! It says it on the box. It says, this smells like my vagina.
Yes.
And who's my in this instance?
Well, it really was, you know, it's this amazing brand named Heretic. They create all clean fragrances. And so it was really like a feminist statement, you know, because...
And it was something that Apple could also be embarrassed by.
Well, exactly. but I think it's, you know, the idea that, again, women have been taught to have a certain degree of shame or embarrassment about their body. And so if you just light a candle that says, this smells like my vagina, and, you know, put it on the coffee table, it's a little bit of a punk rock statement.
And then John Legend, big time star.
Yeah, big star. Big musician. Right? Wealthy,
probably,
successful.
Probably.
Married to a beautiful woman.
The fans love him.
They love him.
The cheering, the screaming, the happiness.
Yes.
Full package.
He's got the golden voice.
So he goes, you know what? I'll take a ride over to Starbucks. I'll go to Starbucks and I'll surprise people in Starbucks.
Hey guys. How you doing? I'm John.
What's up?
Oh my God.
What's your name?
Paris.
Nice to meet you. You guys a couple or just Bucks buddies? I wrote that one myself. I'm just spreading a little Valentine's cheer around here. And I brought my friend, actually. Her name is Lindsay. She plays the violin. I have a new song called Conversations in the Dark, and I wrote a new version. Talk, let's have conversations over coffee. Let's have conversations at Starbucks. At Starbucks. Happy Valentine's Day. What are we having?
Venti iced green tea lemonade, please.
So for you, grande for me. It's a caramel frappuccino. Happy Valentinos. I don't know.
Sounds good.
Just working on ideas. This is great. I brought a piano, guys. L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. B is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. Can love was made for me and you. Thank you.
Let's talk about Lauren Graham.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, I love Lauren Graham.
I just love Lauren Graham, too. I can't.
I love her. I'm so glad she's on a show.
Like, I don't even know why I love her. She doesn't know me. Like, she's been here a million times. Probably never even met me. I just think she's a, there's something
she's
about her.
She's a little Lauren Pomerantz-y. Like, she's warm and you want to be your friend right away. And
she also looks
welcoming.
Like, she looks like we could be related. Like, she could be a cousin. Oh, you know? There's something about her. And she's so fun and funny.
She's
and
so cute.
Yep. And she sees humor in the places you want her to see humor in.
She's
she tells a good talk show story. She can laugh at herself.
Yep.
She can see the humor in certain situations.
And she also, this is a thing, and I don't know if anyone will understand this, but I love this about her. She can sit in the awkward of an awkward moment and just enjoy
she,
it.
She right? loves being in the awkward moment.
Yeah. She's not going to make the awkward moment go away. She's just going to sit there.
And she loves forcing Ellen to sit in the awkward moment, which is even more fun for
us. She told a story on this show years ago of being on this lot, on the Warner Brothers lot, and riding her bicycle and going through like a stop sign or something and getting pulled over by a Warner Brothers cop riding her bicycle. And the cop asked her who she was, and she said her name was Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God, is that funny?
Wow,
I love that. I don't remember that story, but I love that.
Yeah.
Well, she told a really funny story this time about she lives on the same street as Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Right,
correct.
She was describing how Dax is always in the yard, you know, working on cars, and he's got stuff on blocks, and they sound like hillbillies. And she saw him coming the other way in a car, and she thought that she was seeing Brad Pitt. Take a listen.
You live here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and you're neighbors with Dax Shepard and Kristen, right?
Yes.
And how is that? Do y'all all...
It's like, whoa. It's amazing. It's so special. It's really cool. I mean, it's just so fun. Our neighborhood is fun, and doing Parenthood with him was fun, and he and Peter go on hikes together. Peter, my boyfriend, go on hikes together, which is adorable. And he has this, you know, his two girls, and they have a real tough guy looking, like, Jeep kind of thing, but a Jeep for kids. But, you know, those. But that they drive around the neighborhood. But Dax is often out doing his own handyman work.
I've seen pictures of that. It's real?
It is real. He's got like a cutoff shirt and, you know, all his tattoos. And like, he's, you know, he's really that guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then one... And then one day, this is how I know that we'll be friends until we die. He was coming up the street, and I was in a car, and I was driving down the street, and he waved at me, and I was like, oh, that's Brad Pitt. For whatever reason, I thought he was Brad Pitt, and he rolled down the window, and I was like, I thought you were Brad Pitt. And he's like, I love you forever. Yeah, Dax is a cute guy.
Yeah, he is a cute guy and a funny guy, and his podcast is fantastic.
I've been on it.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Well...
That's a good story for Dax Shepard.
Yes, that's a very good one. Does anyone remember, did she do Ellen in Your Ear for Ellen or for Repeat After Me when she pulled out the cheese wheel?
I think it was for...
that?
Was it for Repeat After Me?
Say that again?
Do you remember we had her... Is that? Repeat After Me?
Yeah.
She was in like the Clooney office doing an interview and she had to pull out a cheese wheel out of the drawer.
Don't remember that.
Oh, I got to find that clip. It was very funny.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry, this is a sidetrack.
I do remember J-Lo... in one of these offices down here interviewing for a personal assistant.
Oh, yeah.
We should get that one, too.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, we got to show that again,
that
too.
Yeah.
Gosh,
you
we're
guys,
on a
you
trove.
Guys, a meeting just broke out during the middle of the
About
podcast.
Where all of us have the same very limited attention span, and that's how these things happen.
Yeah.
Well, I just was remembering how funny she was in that. I love Lauren Graham, and that story reminded me of
and
it.
And she's super funny, and she's on a super fun show.
I want to talk about Taylor James.
Yeah.
So Taylor James.
Yeah, I love anytime I can see Taylor James.
James Taylor. Oh,
okay. James Taylor. Yeah.
He's
I'm
got
mistaken.
A memoir out. Taylor James is a 7-year-old girl who has perfect attendance. And she pretty much she has perfect attendance. I mean, she's only 7, so.
Did you have perfect attendance, Ed?
I did.
I imagined you did.
I missed a week in the first grade with chickenpox. Oh, and I had perfect attendance from the 2nd through the 8th grade. And I had it in 9th grade. And then in 10th grade, I missed 3 days of school for a family funeral. And then I never missed anything else.
So you didn't have perfect attendance.
I had it for 7 years. Then I had it for 3 out of 4 years in high school.
That's pretty good.
What's amazing is that being there so much, so often, never missing, that I could perform so poorly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think just by show, if like you learned by showing
yeah.
up.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I'd be on a roll.
Yeah. That would be awesome if it worked that way.
But me? I also had the capacity to show up and be in the room and have. I told you I once was throwing paper planes out of a window in the fourth grade. And we were on the second floor of St. Lawrence School, and I did not know. I threw paper planes out the window a lot because the teacher, Miss McGinnis, was 80 at the time. And I would throw these paper planes out the window, and one day the Monsignor of the parish sure. was walking by underneath, and I was throwing planes out the window, and I hit him.
Yeah.
And he came into the room, and he pulled Mrs. McGinnis out of the room. Long story short, my parents were in the principal's office the next day.
Oh, my gosh. I missed a ton of school, and once I could drive in high school, me and my then-girlfriend, Amy Martin, would call in sick to school, fly to L.A., go to Disneyland for the day. I'd wrap her foot up with an ace bandage. We'd rent a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
And to do as many rides as we could at Disneyland, and then fly back that night.
Are you kidding me?
What was her name?
Nope. And I am not saying that's a good thing to do.
What grade were you in?
I was in high school.
What was her name?
Amy Martin.
Where?
Amy Martin. She was just at my wedding.
Penny's wow. Amy difference. Martin was at your wedding?
Yeah.
Penny's Martin?
No.
We've gotten off of Taylor James, is all I'm saying. But Taylor James
yes.
didn't do any of that. She's
no.
just doing her work. She's adorable.
Yep. Yes.
She has these cute little, like,
God, she's cute.
Bobs on her head, like, right here. And
you know,
so
you see
cute.
Those kids cute. That just make you clench your teeth because yes. you're just, oh, God damn it, she's cute. That's that little girl.
No, I don't understand that. Okay. But she is real
like
cute.
Like a tiny adult.
And by the way, she's 7 years old. Her mom sat in the audience, and she walked out on the show by herself, got herself up in the chair, and told Ellen, like, she just had no awareness that there were 7 cameras pointed at her.
No idea.
And she just was like, and Lizzie didn't deserve it, and Lizzie took it, and Lizzie went to Canada.
Yeah. Well, it was like one of those things. I feel like we've ruined that girl's life because next time someone steals something, she's like, well, now I go on a TV show
yeah,
and I talk
right?
about
yeah,
it, right?
This is where I now
where's,
be.
Where's Ellen to bring me the big pencil? It was because she was unfazed by the whole thing.
Yeah,
so
this is what I'm
so going to
tell
cute.
You. It's, it, you, can, you hear the whole thing. We're going to play you a clip and you'll hear it all. But you're going to want to see her because she is adorable.
Super
I just
cute.
Love her. And so check your DVR.
And you've got to watch Ellen's face when she misunderstands her friend's name, Autumn.
Yeah.
Anne. Or Anna. That's a good one.
All right, here you go.
Talk me through this. When did you realize it was missing?
So we sat in the cafeteria, and then we went to the class, and I unpacked, got my morning workout, and then I went to look in the...
You got what?
My morning workout.
Oh, I thought you were your morning workout, like you did sit-ups and stuff. Okay, you got your morning workout. Okay, go ahead.
And then I looked in the sharpened bin where my pencil usually is, and it was gone. And then I went to my desk, just used a plain pencil. I looked behind me and I saw Lizzie had my perfect attendance pencil.
Okay. And then did you say, Lizzie, can I have my pencil back?
Yes, I did. But she said, just go get a regular pencil. It's just a pencil. I found it in the pencil bin.
Right. Yeah. But it wasn't just a regular pencil to you. It was a special pencil. Okay. And so... you're not there today. Today is Wednesday, and you're supposed to be at school, so I got you a letter that you can bring back, because you want perfect attendance, so I just signed a letter that tells them why you weren't there, okay?
Thank you,
okay, so because I want you to have perfect attendance, okay? I got something for your entire class, because they're going to be so jealous that you're here, because everybody, you know, is going to be like, oh, Taylor's on Ellen, and we didn't get to go, so I wanted to give them something. So let me show you what I'm going to get for the whole class. All kinds of... supplies and pencils and different things for everybody. They're going to thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Lizzie and Autumn are going to be like, right on. And then I got something for you, too, something really special that I think you're going to like. You're not going to lose this. You're not going to lose that one, are you?
No.
Nope. I'm going to have to get you a big backpack, though.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We'll be right back.
Okay, now. Ray yep. and Rosalind.
Yeah.
So this is a couple. This is the couple I mentioned at the top of the podcast, where the where Rosalind was battling a form of brain cancer, and Ray
was singing to her throughout. And then anonymous, you know, nobody knew. It didn't go, it wasn't even, I don't even know if it was at a time that things went viral, but it didn't go viral. 5 years later, 6 years later, she, it recurs. Mm-hmm. She has another cyst or tumor on her brain, and they do brain surgery on her, and he sings to her by her bedside. I forget who the whose song it was, but it's a certain song that he sings beautifully. His name is it's by Daniel Caesar, the song. And the guy's voice is gorgeous, right? He has a beautiful voice. And they're just this like beautiful couple that exudes happiness in spite of horrible like luck and bad fortune and just bad, you know, just got dealt a bad hand, and they're amazing.
Oh my gosh, they walked out onto the stage, and first of all, incredibly handsome couple.
Stylish, yep.
Stylish.
Yeah.
You know, she has had brain surgery recently, but looks like $1 million.
Yes.
Comes out with the biggest, brightest smile on her face. He is just so sweet and is so moved and is so taken by all of it.
I mean, she told her doctor, who I assume is her oncologist at this point, she says to him, "I've been booked on the Ellen Show and I'm going.
Yeah.
So I need whatever health things you're going to be doing to me to be done around that.
Do what you got to do, because I got to go see Ellen."
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. So let's play this clip.
You did this as a love story just to show her strength of what an amazing woman.
Honestly, Ellen, it wasn't even that. I wanted just to make her smile. I literally just wanted to see my wife smile. She was in the waiting room in surgery for a lot longer than it was supposed to be. So I was nervous downstairs. I'm pacing. I said, I want to make a video for my wife that's going to make her smile after having her head cut open. And look at this $1 million smile. How can you not?
Yeah. You,
look at her.
You inspire a lot of people, and I know you're inspired by a lot of people. And so Dwayne Wade was here on the show the other day, and he left this message for you.
What?
What's up, Ray? What's up, Raza? This is Dwayne Wade. We're sending our love to your family. We're sending our love to both of you two. Keep going. Keep fighting a good fight. Keep believing. And continue to keep inspiring. I'm sure so many people around you guys that y'all inspire every day. So from the Wade family, much love. And please, please keep believing.
All right. Wow. I don't know if you have any plans for Valentine's Day, but I just want to send you anywhere you want to go on me. Dinner is on me, so find a nice sizzler somewhere. And my name is.
We going sizzling.
Also, our friends at Honey Nut Cheerios believe that doing good makes you feel good. And as a gift for you, they want to give you flowers. Chocolates.
Thank you.
Yes. This is some aggressive flowers.
It's very aggressive flowers.
And also $25,000.
I mean, come on.
Honestly.
Right.
Honestly.
Guarantee
you
were going to do more with them.
Yes.
Guarantee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we're...
Don't tell them.
We're pretty
much out
of time.
If you know them, don't tell them.
I do think I have a couple of teases, and I know we rarely do this, but for Tuesday's podcast.
Oh, are you going to tease?
Yeah, so for Tuesday's podcast.
Okay.
We have three clips we're going to play for you.
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry. Did we promote that season 4 was picked up on Tuesday's podcast?
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
We did.
Sorry.
Good memory. Let's get back to your Twitter feed. And so the three things are an amazing story from Trevor Noah.
Oh my God.
Amazing. Like
one of the all-time best talk show stories.
Classic talk show story.
A great talk show story.
You got to brush the ball.
don't tell the story.
We're going to have a clip of Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is the first, you know, bona fide Democratic candidate for the nomination to be our next president, to be on the show in 2020.
Yep.
Pete Buttigieg. And some people say Buttigieg. And then lastly, icon, legend, doesn't do a lot. Share.
Wow.
Now we're talking my language.
All right,
talking
Kev, can you do a little share for us?
If I could turn back time.
And what is the fun fact? What is the fun fact about the song Believe?
Oh, that was... Thank you, Mary, for remembering this from Game of Games Season 1. It was the very first song released with autotune.
Yep. Mm. There you
Isn't
go.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, that features. Doesn't that feature Daft Punk? Believe or no?
No.
Yeah. Is it produced by Daft Punk?
You were.
Daft Punk.
You were. You were produced by Daft Punk.
Yeah.
All right.
You. Your face. Well, your face was.
I am so glad we've had this time together.
Please. I'm so glad we had.
Subscribe
and checks
today
out James Taylor's new memoir.
You, on whatever format, whatever platform you listen to your podcast, subscribe to this podcast. It's everywhere. It's everywhere you can think of. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun. Bye, Portia.
Bye, Portia.
Love you, Ellen.
Love you.
Send me money.
Grow up, I thought that I could be free, but now I'm realizing this Kool-Aid ain't for me. It's cool cause all my dreams are more than passable.